It's season 18 of Homemaker Chic Podcast. This season, we are doing it for the people. The holidays are coming, and we're doing it for the people. I want you to join us over on Patreon, patreon.com/Homemaker Chic Podcast. Support the show at $1, $5, or $10 a month. At that top fangirl level, you'll have access to the full video versions of the show. Lots of fun. We love you. Now let's rock this next episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. We are so glad to be with you here today, where we are rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind. And hopefully everybody survived the Thanksgiving holiday and you are recovered. Angela, are you recovered?
I am.
You are
a complete person again.
Okay.
I feel better.
There you go.
Yep.
It actually worked well. We took a week off after Thanksgiving so that we wouldn't have to record Thanksgiving week when we were busy with our families. And poor Angela, our dear Angela, got the stomach flu. Doesn't really seem to do justice.
No, it was like the amount of fluids. Something. It's wrong. It's wrong in so many ways. Thankfully, it was just like a 30-hour thing. But that's just me. That wasn't like the couple people that had it before me and then the couple people that straggled after me. Type thing, you know?
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Me too.
But we are here, ladies. We're so glad to be back with you as we finish out this season. We have a few more episodes before Christmas. Then we take our kind of annual 2 weeks off around Christmas and New Year's and stuff. And this is great. This season, we're doing it for the people.
Yeah. We did it for the people for Thanksgiving. It was great. We had a wonderful time. My sister-in-law came with the kids and they had so much fun. I mean, roller derby in the basement and just like, oh my gosh, we tore it up. We had a good time.
Do you know what? We have Stuart's family, my niece and nephew coming to stay with us from Georgia for a week for Christmas, along with my father-in-law and his wife. And Virginia's kids are just Elam's between my boys and then Willow is 4. Okay. So just a little bit younger. And I bought a 20-pound block of like real clay, you know, like that a potter would use and some great little tools. And I'm just going to clear off the table and they can just have at it. Wouldn't that have been so fun when you were a kid?
Oh, here's yeah.
5 pounds of clay. Play all day.
Right.
And you just play roll it back up when it's done.
Right. That's great. Mm-hmm. I did the thing I was talking about. I bought the big roll of paper and we just did one sheet after another.
Yeah.
We were chill, man. We did no fancy dishes, Shay. I used plastic.
Well done.
It was so fun. Like I can't believe this. I set my snob aside. I did all aluminum, like all tinfoil, like the big Costco casserole dishes. Mm-hmm. And I went to TJ Maxx and I got the coolest, most Versace looking plastic plates ever. They were so cool. I didn't do any like brown and harvest. They were black and like gold with emerald green butterflies. I'm not kidding. They looked like Versace plates. It was,
we just
gutted the whole idea and did it totally different. Same food and everything, but it was great.
That's great. Good.
The kids had some friends over. So it was good. There was definitely people. There were people involved.
There were lots of people to do it for.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into today's podcast, where we are continually doing it for the people, and this has been a requested topic. So today we're going to talk about doing it for the people when it comes to food.
Yeah.
And not just holiday food, but like all the food.
Okay? All the food.
But before we do that, let's thank whatever season we're in.
We're in
season 18.
And the sponsor is World Watch News.
There you go. So worldwatch.news is where you can go and you can use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC to get an entire month for free. And I want you to do that because literally it's so simple and you can watch new little news episodes. I'm talking like 10 to 12 to 13 minutes every single weekday, which is so helpful. And this is a news that's designed from a Christian perspective. primarily for students. So I know we have a lot of homeschooling moms out there who are kind of trying to figure out how to kind of get their children introduced to the world out there without it being so dark and so overwhelming. And World Watch is a great way for you to do that. And frankly, we said this before, but even if you're an adult who just kind of needs a little, hey, here's what's going on, but let's not spend hours there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep an ear to the ground about what's going on. Know what we can take in, know what we can pray for. Rachel over on Instagram, you guys, sent us this message. So don't just take it from Angela and I, who do use World Watch. Rachel says, hi, ladies. I absolutely love your podcast. Thanks for showing up each week to encourage us, challenge us, and make us laugh. Our family signed up for the trial of World Watch, and it's fantastic. We will absolutely keep our subscription going. It's an enjoyable part of our morning and offers great talking points for our family. Great sponsor. Thank you. So
wonderful.
Worldwatch.news is where you can go. Use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC for an entire month free. Tour the world in 10 minutes every weekday. Start practicing some biblical discernment about what's going on out there.
Yeah. Month is a long time. Good, good.
It is. Yeah. It's great.
You had a good time at your mom's?
Yes. We had a good time at my mom's, and I was so grateful that she hosted because, you know, sometimes I wonder, gosh, why am I stressed? And then I remember that Stuart and I have chosen to live in a very difficult way is the reason why. We don't push the easy button on many things in our life. So when we go into something like the holidays, we're not just going into the natural pulse of the holidays in terms of, oh, you have piano recitals and end of the month school assignments and, you know, gifts and things, Christmas cards, whatever. But that also for us means we have all the end of year stuff on the farm that needs to be done. And we have all the end of year stuff for our business that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And it's just homeschooling, homesteading, homeworking, not a recipe per se for relaxation.
No, that's fought for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And we cook from scratch and like work out. So, I mean, it's just like hard. Everything's hard. And I'm not saying that as like a point of pride. I'm saying like, you've done this to yourself, kid. So anyway, that week of Thanksgiving was absolutely insane with us for work. And we had a lot going on. So I just felt so grateful that my mom was hosting because about Wednesday, I thought this, like halfway through Wednesday, I was like, now's when I could have thought about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And at that point, it was too late. It was too late. So
those years where someone else hosts and then you have that moment like, oh, how would I have done that?
Exactly. That's what it was like. It was like, I'm not exactly sure that would have worked. So mm-hmm. I felt very grateful for it. And, you know, when my mom was my age, her mom had already passed away. My mom was the youngest mm-hmm. of four girls and her mom died young. And so she had to become the matriarch when she was my age. And then there was never a mom to say, hey girl, I got this year. Sit this one out.
Mm-hmm.
So she's put in a lot of years. Lots of years.
Well, I'm glad you got to go just be loved on that way.
Yeah.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. It was very good. So here we are closing out the year. I'm going to tell you, listeners, maybe this is going to sound superstitious. I am not a superstitious person. But have you ever heard that like when things kind of happen, they tend to happen in clumps? Have we talked about this?
Oh, yeah. No. Well, my husband's always like, oh, things happen in threes. Things happen in threes. I'm like, come on.
I got one more to go, Joel. So I have to tell you this story just so everyone can feel better about themselves. Okay.
So we
had arranged with our butcher to butcher our sheep the end of September when they come off of pasture, because for the farmer, you don't want to be feeding your livestock hay when you don't have to.
Right.
So we had all these lambs. We had about 14 of them that were due to be butchered. We didn't have the space in our schedule to butcher 14. We enjoy that work ourselves, but this wasn't the year for it. So we had called him in April, made the appointment, and it kind of, he could just kept being full. Okay. So he calls us last week and he says, hey, have him here Saturday morning. Okay. Like when the butcher says come, you say, all right.
Right.
Jump how high? So we try to be all prepared. And we spend Friday afternoon getting all the sheep into this pen in the pasture. So we're separating off our breeding stock and just separating off the lambs that are going to be loaded into the trailer. We get the trailer all ready. We're feeling pretty good. We're prepared when we go to bed Friday night that we're going to wake up Saturday, load them in the trailer. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But did I tell you this? Have we talked since this?
I don't. Okay. I'm anticipating the punchline. I'm like, should I know this? Do I know this story?
There's like 8 punchlines. That's what makes it so good. So we get up early Saturday morning, like to set an alarm on Saturday. Boo. We do it.
Boo. Mm-hmm.
We go out and there's, 3 or 4 inches of fresh snow. I'm like, okay, not ideal when you're moving animals. And where we live, nothing is flat there. I don't have any flat land on my entire property. Everything's on a slight incline or decline.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right. Anyway, okay. So long story short, we get the trailer backed up to the pen. It's hooked up to the tractor. The animals don't want to go. These are the young ones. They don't really know the ropes. So Stuart and I end up having to kind of pick them up one by one and load them onto the trailer, at which point Stuart's back goes out because apparently we're old and that happens. So he's now kind of like hunched over, like, oh no. And we finally get the lambs loaded. We go to pull out the trailer with the tractor and it gets stuck, just stuck because there's now 3 inches of snow on our pasture grass, which is on a hill. So we're going uphill with a trailer load of sheep in 3 inches of snow. It's just not mm-hmm. good. If the tractor would have had chains on it, like it should have at this point in the season, it wouldn't have gotten stuck, but that's neither mm-hmm. here nor there. Eventually, the tractor runs out of diesel because we're trying so hard to get it up this little hill. So Stuart, of course, our diesel can is empty. We, God forbid, we'd have a gallon of diesel sitting around. Stuart ends up having to go to the gas station, fill up the diesel thing, bring it back, put diesel in the tractor, which at this point, we don't know, throws like a clot into the fuel filter. So now, even though the fuel tank is half filled with diesel, the tractor's not getting any. It can't suck it through because the fuel filter's clogged. So at this point now, I have to call the butcher and eat crow and say, he goes, I got my whole team here. Like, you're the only people.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm thinking, this guy is just going to kick us off to the moon and that'll be that. And we can't butcher. We don't have time to butcher these 14 animals. And we also mm-hmm. don't have enough hay to feed them until when? Until January when we have time, who even knows?
Right.
So at this point, I cry. I head back inside and I just cry because I'm so frustrated. And you know when you pride yourself on something? Like, I'm a pretty good creative problem solver.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking back. I'm like, we couldn't get the tractor out of the pasture. It was blocking the gate. So we couldn't get the truck in and move the trailer over to the pasture. I mean, it was like I ran every scenario in my head. Mm-hmm. And at this point, Stuart's kind of like beaten on the engine with a wrench. Like, I don't know. Why aren't you working? It's worst. It was the worst. Just a comedy of errors. If any one of those things, if it hadn't just happened to snow that night, if the chains would have been on the tractor, if the diesel wouldn't, we wouldn't have ran out of diesel in the tractor.
Uh-huh.
It would have been fine. But Stu throws his back out, mind you. So it was the worst. And we're on YouTube, how to fix a tractor engine. I don't know. You know those moments where you just feel so helpless?
Like the day before Thanksgiving for me with my range.
Oh, yes. Okay. Tell that like story. That. It's
no,
like
I mean,
that.
I know that feeling. Like it made me sick to my stomach. The stress was so intense. I'm like, I just, I, I mean, long story short, is it started with me preheating the oven to bake bread, and I opened the door and it fell apart in my hands as I opened it. Like my air quote brand new LaConche. And I had spent all morning detailing the inside of it. So my sister-in-law would see like a nice clean oven when she, if she wanted to bake something. Like, I mean, I took the thing, I put oven cleaner in it the night before, and I took an hour and a half taking the thing apart. Joel jumped in to help me because it was so, like, we just undid all the things on the side, took up, I mean, detailed it.
Is that why it broke?
No. It overheated. Something is wrong with the thermostat because there's like these nuclear rubber bolts on the inside, like in the insulation.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so amazing is that, like, I freaked. I'm like, this cannot be happening. My to-do list that day was like a mile long. I had 7 hours to get everything done before she was going to get there. And still like producing a YouTube video. I mean, like working down to the wire. And the Azure drop was an hour and a half away that evening, the night before Thanksgiving. So like crazy. Thankfully Joel did that for me. But these like there's like these bolts on the inside that hold the interior door to the pretty part,
mm-hmm.
you know, to the beautiful mm-hmm. blue. And we got in. Well, okay, I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. I hopped on Instagram and I messaged them. I'm like, how unprofessional. I'm like, I don't care. Who do I know at LaConche that can help me? I messaged his wife is listening. She listens to the show. So I've messaged your husband on email. I'm like, please help me. I don't know if you're working today, but please help me. And like my phone rang literally within like 6 minutes. My phone rang and they called me from the warehouse. He's like, I don't have an iPhone here at the warehouse, but I'm going to give you my personal number. We're going to go on FaceTime. They FaceTimed us for like 45 minutes trying to figure out what to do and basically how to like jerry-rig it for. He's like, we just want to get you through the holiday. Mm-hmm. But like something happened, like it overheat, the rubber bolts inside, like they melted, just like legit melted. And so we used like ductwork tape, and Joel made a bunch of trips to the hardware store based on what he said to do. And we thought we were going to be okay. Like it wasn't going to be pretty, but it was going to work. But Thanksgiving, my meal was like quite a bust because I had the meat in the big oven, and then I needed the electric for baking, and it was overheating. And like, we didn't realize it was still going to do that. So like
right.
I put my stuffing in, and then like 3 minutes smoke was coming out of the oven and it was black. Like even on 150, it was shooting up to 450 degrees.
Oh my God.
It was like a nightmare. So that's why I'm like, so it was just providential, not to be like over dramatic, that I did the plastic and just was super low key and not fussy. I didn't get any of my favorite china dishes, nothing. It was just, we just threw down, it would burn. We'd scrape the top of it off of it, flip it over, cook it again for a second. Somebody would just stand there. I mean, we just went with it, but it was very stressful. But like, I had to just submit to it. Like, what was I going to do? Because it was either going to chisel the top off of stuffing, or the whole scenario was going to take me down.
It's hard to not go down. It's hard.
What was I going to do? Go down in front of people?
Well, I know, but it's like,
like
I know,
Aiden had a friend
private,
over, like my sister, like it was bad. It was,
yeah,
it was really, really, really bad. Really. I mean, it was really bad.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
but I know
usually
that
the spouse
like,
they get the worst of it. Like they get the stuff that won't happen in front of other people when the two of you are behind closed doors and you're like,
yeah, there were
right.
No closed door. Everything was just out. Like it was just like, you have to maintain or you're going to make a total bleep out of yourself, you know? So, but I know all that to say is I know that like, just through like, okay, we can't take one more hit now within this 2 hour period of time. not one more
can't
thing
you
can
go
wrong. Okay.
How about the stomach flu?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. We have a very intense work schedule for the next 2 weeks as we kind of try to take time off.
Yeah, we're all
Like
like, we're all
actually
tripling
legit.
up to try
We're
to
all tripling
actually.
up, exactly. And I did this today. I burnt my
Straight.
hand with hot oil from the top of my thumb almost the way down to my elbow. You can see it. It's like a perfect splash. It looks like someone splatter painted blisters all up my arm. So I'm like, now in all my YouTube videos, I'm gonna be like, would you like me to make your Christmas dish? Hobbled together with gauze, and it's so bad.
Do you have that
It
tight
looks
on there?
so bad. No, it's not tight, but
Okay.
it's so sensitive that, I mean, just anything touching it, even my
Oh,
sleeve, and it
yeah.
just sends me
Jeez.
to the ceiling. It hurts. I mean, truly some of the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. And I've never had a burn like this. But it's going to take the skin off of, you know, I don't know, a quarter of my whole forearm and hand.
Yeah. How deep is it? I mean, is
I
it
don't know. That's
like,
the thing about oil. It's like, ugh, it's not good. It's not good, I'll tell you that.
no, I mean, when
So
I like burn my leg, like that pain, there's no mind over matter with that
there's
pain.
no mind over matter.
You're not escaping that. No.
No. I mean, I was telling Angela right before we started recording, like my heart is still racing. This happened like 4 hours ago now, and the ibuprofen really helped. I don't take it often, but I was texting
That's
Angela.
why
I'm
I
like, I
text.
don't
I
know
was
what
like,
to
for the love,
do.
just
I mean, I'm, yeah, trying to mind over matter, and like Stu's wrapping it for me, and I'm just weeping. The pain is so bad. I mean, like oil is t like I was dropping lavender oil on it, and just the drop hitting it was like razor blades, just unreal. So I guess that I'm two for three. So if Joel says they come in thirds, I got a doozy coming somewhere else.
Gosh,
So if y'all
stay
could pray
home,
for me.
batten down the hatches, don't do anything. Let the kids watch a movie, go to bed.
Hashtag pray for me.
Oh, gosh. Did you make that goop that I told you to make? Did you do
I
that?
did.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So there's a great book called How to Be Your Own Doctor, or What to Do When
Okay.
There's No Doctor.
Yeah, probably that one.
What to Do When There's No Medical Doctor. I can't quite
Something like
remember
that.
exactly what it's called, but I mean, it's a great resource because, you know, this is a perfect example of like, I want to be prepared to tend to certain things at home. I don't like going in. I don't like being seen. I don't like having to be such an aggressive advocate for myself. And like, anyway, so I had, when I went on one of my, I don't want to say like a prepper binge, but like, I was like, hey, how about having some batteries for if you lose electricity? How about that, you loser? How about some matches? You
Yeah.
know, just like some really general basic things. I got some of this self-adhering bandage, you know,
Okay.
just like wraps and gauze and all these kinds of things. So, Angela, you guys, if you have a burn, lavender, helichrysum, frankincense, and rose oils are very, especially lavender and frankincense for me.
Well, and rose,
Rose and
because it's,
helichrysum when the skin starts to come off, for
yeah.
sure.
And it won't hurt then. I mean, you'll just be able to pour them right on. But I made that paste with the,
Honey
I
and
did,
coconut oil, right?
and
Yeah.
all of those. Yeah. And that's just what I did for the first 3 days and just left it. I mean, when you can take the bandage off, then take it off and just let it, just paste it on there. And it's going to be a pain, but
Oh, it's just a total pain. I mean, who uses their right hand?
yeah.
Good gravy. Maybe I can wiggle out of doing dishes for a few days.
Yeah, you can. You ain't washing no dishes with
You
that
can't get
thing.
a burn in hot water. I mean, ouch. Stu's gonna have to wash my hair for me. I don't even know. How sexy. Remember after I had one of my kids, I had two VBACs and two C-sections. I've had quite a rainbow of birthing scenarios. And after one of my C-sections, I remember being bent over in the shower, like at a 90-degree angle, because I was like, I'm never standing up again.
will never be upright.
I will never be upright.
Yeah.
And I remember he's like in the shower with me and he has like the hospital like wand, shower wand. Mm-hmm. And he's like just washing me off and like trying to wash my hair. And I'm just like this total bent over gremlin of a woman, just bleeding and crying, like hunched over, water and hair in my eyes. And I just thought, this man is never going to want to sleep with me again. This is it. This will cure him of ever wanting marital relations.
So funny.
So sometimes when I wake up and maybe I've had a particularly bad hair day or whatever, I'll always say, oh, I'm sorry, honey. And he's like, honey, I've seen it. I've seen
Joel's
it all.
Like, do you realize what I've seen?
Yeah, Joel's freaking okay. Delivered a baby.
Right.
Okay.
Like, do you know what I've seen? Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Anyway.
Well,
okay.
You're in for good times with that.
With this?
That burn. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, it's just the worst. And I'm just so worried that people are going to see it on. I mean, I film every day this and forever. It just feels like I'm filming every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not quite sure how to hide a gremlin hand, blistered gremlin hand.
I don't know.
Would it be weird to like chop stuff in a YouTube video if you had like those pink plastic gloves, like Playtex gloves?
You're not going to be able to put those on it. Silly.
I know. That's true.
It's going to blister.
Mm. It already did.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not good.
Oh my gosh.
Doing it for the people.
You're giving me flashbacks.
Here's a segue. I was cooking. I was cooking.
Delicious
lamb shanks when this happened for the people. So let's talk about cooking for the people.
Okay.
Because homemakers, my guess is that you have to cook for the people a lot.
A shocking amount.
They just keep eating.
They do. And you take your foot off the gas for a second and it's over. It's just disaster. Mm-hmm. You're behind.
Okay, so trailer scenario on Saturday when we were trying to get the animals to the butcher, the tipping point for me was when I came back inside. We'd been outside for like 6 hours at this point trying to solve this problem. It was not solved. And people asked me what was for lunch. And
it is. It's just like, boop.
It was the tipping point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go excuse myself and deal with myself. And then I came in and I made something. I don't even remember what it was. It wasn't great. Mm-hmm. But normally, okay, maybe you have found this too. You got to stay one meal ahead, just one. That's all it takes. If you're cooking from scratch.
And even if it's not a whole meal, like something, some sort of appeasement ahead.
Or a carryover.
Yeah.
Right. So like you might not have lunch planned, but you might know that you have bread.
Exactly. That's what it. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. You got like a holdover or a transfer of energy from one to the other.
Right. Praise the Lord. Before the stomach flu, I had like all my work done. YouTube was published. Got up early. House was tidy. I'm like, oh, here's a little window. And I, like the kids schooled and everything. I was in the kitchen with them, but I like went crazy. I made 3 batches of scones, 2 loaves of cinnamon bread, 2 loaves of bread. I just made like a ton. I baked all morning and just put half of it away.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Father of the Bride?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Do you remember when he's like, he thinks about he's getting ahead? Or is this Father of the Bride part 2? When he's, and then life says, take one step back, George Bonks. You remember this? And he has this whole, it's like this whole little scene where he's like, you're one step ahead and the universe is like, kick it back one step, man.
Yeah, I think that's probably from 2.
This isn't where you belong.
Right?
I think in your place. Yeah, take one step back. Yeah. Thank goodness. There has to be thought. And here's the thing. It's like, there's no get out of jail free card when it comes to cooking. Because even if you're running into town and getting takeout for every meal, which I don't think anyone can afford to do, even if you're doing that, you still have to anticipate that need.
My husband just literally an hour ago, he goes, just so you know, now it's Siberia here where there's nothing. There is no one. The streets are empty. It is just like a snowy ghost town, literally. So he goes, just so you know, there will be no pizza bailout for like the next 2 weeks. And I got a little, I was like, I thought he meant like financially. I'm like, come on, you know, and he goes, they're on vacation. I'm like, oh gosh. So there's like literally no carry out. There's nothing. Okay.
You have a family. Angela has a family, guys. She has 6 kids. So she has a family of 8 and like growing kids. Okay. We're not talking about little breastfed babies at this point.
No, I have a grown man.
Confess. When you eat out, how much does it cost you on average? And full confession time, how many times a month do you actually do it?
Okay. Okay. So if we get pizza in town, now there's a difference between like living our best life and like, oh dang, let's get carry out. Can we do it? You know? So if we get pizza in town, it's between, depending on like if we go all the way or try to rein it in, it's between $85 and $125 for pizza.
You're listening to Homemaker Chic Podcast. I'm Angela.
I'm Shay.
And we are rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind
with red lips and no denim jumpers.
Toops & Co. is your beauty source for being homemaker chic. So remember this code, FALLBEAUTY. One word, FALLBEAUTY, for 10% off gorgeous designer quality makeup from Toops & Co. You don't have to sacrifice quality to use cosmetics that are free from hormone-disrupting chemicals, parabens, preservatives, and more. Mineral makeup, liquid foundations, a face primer to swoon over. This company has been created by our friend Emily, and she has taken the time to create quality makeup with ingredients that you can feel good about. Makeup, skincare, she's taking it to an entirely new level. I want you to try the red wine lipstick, the long lash mascara, the cream cheek tint. There are makeup brushes and even sample sets for you. So visit Toups, that's T-O-U-P-S, toopsandco.com, and use the code FALLBEAUTY at checkout for 10% off, or simply visit the Homemaker Chic podcast page on Instagram and click that red button that says beauty.
If you are looking for quality kitchen products that are ethically sourced and in your price range, Angela and I invite you to visit Kooi Housewares, that's K-O-O-I, housewares.com/homemakerchic, and use code BLESSED10. This is a wonderful family-run business that was created over 10 years ago to offer high-quality products to us homemakers that are designed to last and benefit our homes, especially our kitchens. So often we can spend our money on the wrong products, products that don't stand up to the workload. Kooi Housewares has put the hard work in of finding products that are high quality, name brand, and products that are fully backed by manufacturer's warranties. They make it easy to shop everything from cake decorating supplies to canning supplies. While you're shopping Kooi Housewares, be sure to check out the superb canning lids. If you didn't think a canning lid could get better than it is, you've never tried superb lids. They seal beautifully because of a thicker rubber seal, and they don't ever rust because of 5 layers of corrosion prevention. And they're made in the USA. Visit KooiHousewares.com/homemakerchic, use code BLESS10, and enjoy shopping around this wonderful store.
Here we are, that season where we tuck into our homes and make them cozy and comfortable for ourselves and the people we love. Tuck in with American Blossom Linens and receive 20% off your purchase of bedding, sheets, pillows, towels, and more. American Blossom Linens are American-grown and made cotton products that are woven to last a lifetime. That's right. These beautiful products are grown, spun, and woven in the USA. As a Homemaker Chic listener, you've heard us share our thoughts on the concept of better, not more. And so we're right here with you, dressing our homes in American Blossom's finest quality products. And as your home economist, you can enjoy 20% off with the exclusive coupon code HOMEMAKERCHIC20. With a 2-year return policy, made in the USA, and free shipping, you cannot go wrong. Visit American Blossom Linens today. Duvet covers, sheets, towels, pillows, inserts, and more. AmericanBlossomLinens.com with the coupon code HOMEMAKERCHIC20 at checkout.
I want you to visit HotRugs.net. If you're tired of throwing your money away on cheap rugs that don't survive your lifestyle, you wash them, they start curling up on the ends, they just don't have that designer look that you want, why not dress your home in a hand-woven rug from House of Tokuman? I want you to look at your home. Where does it need some style infusion? Nothing is as timeless as a Persian rug, and now you can use the coupon code HOLIDAYHOMEMAKER20 for 20% off one of these beautiful pieces. Here's a designer tip. Give your home an instant professionally designed look when you add a Persian rug. So you know you got to go to House of Tokuman and check them out over on Instagram because she's always updating her feed with new rugs. And then use the exclusive code HOLIDAYHOMEMAKER20 for 20% off this investment into the fabulous style of your home. You're guaranteed a one-of-a-kind rug, no fake antique rugs, no machine-made or copy replicas sold here. House of Tokuman can be found at HotRugs.net. That's HotRugs.net. And use that coupon code HOLIDAYHOMEMAKER20.
Pizza.
That's actually pretty good. Yeah, that's about what it is for mine.
But I mean, I'll just get like 3. And then it's like, you can only have a couple pieces. Mm-hmm. Like people can't just eat their faces off. You know what I mean? And then my favorite thing to do, but it's 40 minutes away, is to get Mexican. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, it's 150, at least 150, 165. Because every entree is, you know, $15 to $17. And then you don't just want one dinky bag of chips and salsa. And I need extra mole sauce because I'm addicted to mole sauce. And, you know, so, yeah. So the Mexican only happens like once a month. And that's in place of pizza. So it's not like we're doing it on top of pizza. And I would bet we do pizza 3 times a month.
So like roughly you eat out 3-4 times a week.
A month. Yeah. Yeah. 4 it seems like a stretch. I bet it's 3.
Yeah.
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 That's about what we do too.
It's painful.
And it's so like, painful. It's so but like painful. Sometimes I just want someone else to cook for me.
Yeah.
We went out to sushi after church a few weeks ago. My kids love sushi.
So do mine. And
we met up with people. So it was kind of a thing. And I just thought, is this how the other half live? Imagine just coming like every Sunday after church. Oh, we'll just go out Sunday lunch.
Oh, no, that would be amazing. I can't imagine that. Like we can't afford to. I would do sushi once. I would do sushi as part of that whole Mexican pizza routine, but it's you can't do it because you have to order enough to satiate people.
Yeah,
and that would be $400.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. It's insane. I mean, that's the reality. And so realistically, I mean, we're not all living in this la la world where that's an option. Like, you know,
and to be like, we don't do anything else. So there's no, we're not getting like lattes and muffins and sandwiches. It's not other little things. And that is like the, oh my gosh, mom has had a long day. Mm-hmm. Filming just got done or whatever. Can we please get pizza? Mm-hmm. The only other time I get something is on my way to Green Bay. When I get groceries, I stop and I get a latte and maybe a scone because I have to leave so early in the morning and I just... like, dang it, if I'm driving 3 hours round trip for groceries, someone else gets to make my latte. No. You know, yeah. And then I just complain about how it's not as good as mine.
So. I know. I'm such a snob about
such
it.
Such a snob,
It's a good thing to think about because I think it's actually, it makes, when you want to eat out and you have a big family, it makes it so much more enjoyable to do it, actually. Maybe this isn't true for you. Mm. When I plan it, when it's like reactionary, like, oh crap, there's so much guilt attached to it for me. I mean, I run I run a cooking community mm-hmm. that is meant to like inspire and help people. So when I get to the point where I don't have anything, I haven't thought ahead, I haven't planned accordingly, I feel like I haven't done my job. And that's not fully true. I mean, we mm-hmm. all, we're busy, we have moments, things get off track, stuff, unexpected stuff comes up, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I have just found that when you set a family budget and say, okay, this is how much we're going to spend on groceries, or this is how much we're going to spend on eating out, and you just have the freedom to actually spend that, it's way more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that?
Yeah, but ours is always reactionary.
We're talking about best case scenario.
It's an emotional decision. It's mm-hmm. like, today sucked. We're getting carry out.
Okay, but we're going into the holidays, and that's not going to be an option for a lot of us, because there's just a lot of meals around Christmas. It's not just Christmas supper, right? Or Christmas mm-hmm. morning brunch. A lot of people, because families are moving around and friends are coming and going and there's visitors, there's just a lot more meals to account for this mm-hmm. time of year. You know, I actually have, so again, planning meals for a lot of people for 8 days. It's like, I've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner and snacks and beverages written down. I haven't done it yet. I haven't actually made the menu, but I know I'm going to have to be accountable for that. And so yeah. I will build in a few times out because we want to share some of the places in our town with them. Mm-hmm. But is that how you go about it when you have company coming?
Yeah.
Or do you?
Well,
yeah,
usually
you do.
There's like a coordinated, like we did a coordinated call. Okay, I'm going to do this. You're going to do that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have this set aside. I really want to share it with you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'll do that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's got to be. It's got to be.
Coordinated?
Coordinated. Yeah.
Can I talk about something really unsexy and unfun?
We've already talked about your oozing hand, so sure.
Do you try to eat? Do you try to like manage your consumption around the holidays?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You do.
I do, because I gain weight just thinking about it. That's the point we're at right now. So dang. Yeah, it's not fun.
We need to have a perimenopausal expert. Sorry. A perimenopausal expert come on the podcast. There's a lot of them out there, listeners, yeah. who are, you know, like your things genuinely change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird. It's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun at all. So I do because, look, I mean, I don't know what it's like for the rest of the world.
Hi, Mom. Why do we want to do this?
We have a visitor. We have a visitor, ladies and gentlemen.
The lights on in your room. We're watching Donald Duck.
No, you can watch the Donald Dukes Duck. Of Hazzard with the kids. Excuse me. Go.
Love you.
Love you, yeah. What was I just saying?
You were talking about regulating consumption.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know what it's like for the rest of the world. But like when you live in the upper Midwest and it's dark at 2, like what do you just want to eat? Like, mm-hmm. you know,
it gives you something to do.
It gives you something to do. It's comforting. You're like, ooh, that sounds good. Ooh, that sounds good. Ooh, let's make this, you know? I mean, it's just, it is what it is. I can't quite fathom like staying in like a happy, cheerful, sunny place. Surely those people are more even keeled and not as emotional. I don't know. It just, it's cozy. Yeah. It's dark. You want to do things like make hot chocolate. You mm-hmm. want to bake,
or at least have something to look forward to. It's like, okay, well, we're not gonna go like jump in the river tonight, so I guess we'll make cookies. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
You're just
generally
like, so kind of run out of stuff.
So you kind of combine that with you know, hormones changing or just getting older or whatever, mm-hmm. and that's not cool at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then like, what, no cardio. There's no cardio happening.
This might be a good time for us to take a quick moment.
Yeah, let's do.
And say thank you to Dry Farm Wines for sponsoring this part of the podcast. One of the ways that we do regulate at the holidays is actually watching what we do consume, what we drink, because we can drink right. better. Can you tell them about Dry Farms while I go grab a bottle that I can't wait to show you? Hang on.
I can, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, even when my sister-in-law was here, she's like, oh man, I wish I could just have a couple of glasses of champagne, but I'll wake up feeling terrible. And I said, Dry Farm to the rescue. There's no sugar added, so you don't get that like post glass of wine, post glass of bubbly bloat. You don't feel it the next morning if you do have two glasses. There's no misery involved. It's pure, it's fresh, and it just leaves you feeling normal, not mm-hmm. attacked.
Mm-hmm. That's a good word for it. I have to show you the most beautiful Dry Farms bottle I have ever received.
What is it? Oh, look at that. That's so lovely. It's like cornucopia-esque, sort of, like a swag. Mm-hmm. Is that a clock? Mm-hmm. What is that?
It's a clock. Two women so dancing. Isn't that beautiful?
That it's is blanc so de blanc. Pretty. That's
12.5% alcohol. I don't know much more about it. I know it's Spanish, and I know that it's blanc good because I a, drank this
it's a
much.
Bubbly, like a... No, it's not champagne, no, it's but not. It's a... yeah.
It's incredible. So patrons who are watching the video form of the podcast, you can ask that for this. It's called Fragments. It's a Blanc de Blanc Fragments. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it is absolutely beautiful.
That is so pretty.
And it's delicious. Just so good. So really wonderful. Give that one a try.
So the fun thing about Dry Farm is, you know, with this time of year, we're talking about doing it for the people. And I just got done telling you about, like, my sister-in-law, she was able to have a couple glasses instead of just one. You know, she's like, oh, I wish we could have a couple. I said this when you walked away.
Okay.
She said, I wish I could have a couple glasses of champagne instead of just like one for the whole evening. I said, you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, first time Dry Farm customers, visit dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic. And the link is right there on our Instagram page, so you don't even have to remember it. And they're going to give you an extra bottle for free with your order. They're going to charge you a penny just to keep it legal, but come on.
Just try it. It's Christmas, okay? Just try it. Three bottles. Just give them a try. I know some of you out there listening, you've been listening for a long time, and you're like, are they still ragging on about this?
Yes
we are.
Yes we are, actually. I'm actually like scanning the driveway like, where's my order? Yes we are. dryfarmwines.com/homemakerchic. Give it a try. White, bubbly, rosé, red, you name it.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to our conversation that we were having. I asked Angela if she moderates her consumption around the holidays, and we got an Instagram message from Cassidy, if you're listening. And this is actually the camp that I find myself into, because Cassidy was talking about your biggest tips for making sure that you're eating enough. My daily caloric intake is often way less than it should be, and I think it's stressing my body out. Do you make certain things ahead to have on hand, or is cheese the answer? Cassidy, I love this question, because what happens is, like, we get busy. Oh my gosh, don't we just get busy?
Yeah, I'll do it. I will do that. Like, I'll go all day, and then at like 4:45, I'm like,
feel good.
I feel like I'm dying.
Yeah, it's like you get focused on cleaning the house.
Some bacon focused... at 7.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And so then what can happen is it can kind of create this like, ooh, where you're kind of binging and then maybe fasting for a little too long. And it just kind of creates this really uneven, unsteady energy for the homemaker throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And so I don't like saying this all the time. I feel like it becomes this weird badge, and I don't like that. But like, we have been busy. We have had a lot of pieces moving as of late. Mm-hmm. And I finally just went up to the freezers and grabbed out a bunch of meat and was like, look, have cooked meat. That's my answer, Cassidy, is cheese and cooked meat. Because cooked meat you can put with pasta, bread, crackers, eat it cold with mustard, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it in a shepherd's pie or just eat it right. plain. And there's just not that many ingredients that you can do that with. I mean, not my cup of tea, but literally, even if it's just you have a bunch of cooked chicken breast or something sliced up in the fridge where you can like right. actually grab out something substantial. Because here's
my mom
thing. Does
that. My mom almost always has chicken breasts made in the fridge.
It's helpful. It's protein. Yeah. Protein mm-hmm. is the answer. Cooked bacon, hard-boiled eggs, cheese, meat, protein mm-hmm. will keep you, it'll keep that energy so much more steady. And like during the holidays, if you're dealing with stress partially with exercise, right? Like you're still trying to like mm-hmm. stay on your schedule or do your things so that you can feel good. If you're lifting weights and you're not calorically taking in enough or enough protein, you are literally wasting your time because your muscles right. you cannot build back if they don't have enough protein.
Yeah. And
not possible. And
like 100 grams, like a lot
for weight.
For if you're weightlifting more than, yeah, you have to be intentional about it or else you're
exactly.
not going to take it in. No.
Yeah. It's just literally a waste of energy. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. We don't think about that.
Yeah.
But like, put your energy into the right places. So, mm-hmm. Speaking of, I know I'm digging for. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find I reorganized my desk and now I can't find anything. Where did I stick it? Oh, yes. Here it is. Forgive me. I am looking for my complete book of home organization because oh, yes. I want to brag for 1 second. I did it, y'all. I cleaned out my freezers. That impossible task that I told you 2 weeks ago was beyond mm-hmm. anything I was capable of doing. I did it.
I did my coolers. I busted out the label maker and everything.
Heck yeah.
But I had well done my freezers earlier. But that's awesome.
Well done.
You had to. You got a lot of meat coming in.
I have 14 lambs coming back.
You have to get it together. Yeah.
Yep. And we just got half of the steer delivered. So there was a lot going on. I wish I could have. I have 5 chest freezers, you guys. I have a meat problem, obviously. Again, run a cooking community. Lots going on here. I have a chicken freezer. I have a ground beef freezer. I've got a roast freezer. I've got a steak freezer.
Good grief.
I know, it's quite insane. I love my job. Okay, so if you're following along with our home organization challenge, I give you a few tasks each Monday for you to plug away on. And this is going to take us a very long time. We're going through Tony Hammersley's book, The Complete Guide of Home Organization. Tony's in charge of the blog, A Bowl Full of Lemons, which I'm sure a lot of you know. It's a very popular home blog. So the last assignment was to make sense of your freezer, go deep and prevent freezer burns. It was all about freezer organization. Okay. So today's challenge for you is to assess your appliances. Are you a small appliance person? Let me guess. No.
Mm-mm.
You have your mixer, your food processor.
I don't even have that because we can't find the freaking blade anywhere. No, I have a $4 blender from the thrift shop. I have my KitchenAid mixer.
Okay, so blender used often or not?
Every day, yeah.
Every day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Protein
so you have
shakes, smoothies, there protein shakes, protein shakes. Yeah.
Okay. So Tony challenges you to take inventory before you start organizing your appliances. Literally like pull them all out, pull all the pieces out, put them all in one place and take inventory of what you have mm-hmm. and then take inventory of which ones are collecting dust. And
hey, I legit threw out everything for my Cuisinart except the blade that's actually useful. I'm like, I don't need all this crap, all these little tiny mm-hmm. blades, all these little separators. I'm like, get out of here. I threw them away, but mm-hmm. now I can't even use the thing because I can't find the main blade. But
I use
actually,
my food processor all the time.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, I love I loved it. I loved my old one. I would like to find like a vintage Cuisinart, mm-hmm. like one that actually doesn't break when you look at it wrong. Because now, like mine, even it's a couple years old. I have to like hold a knife in to push the button down. It's just garbage.
Oh, that's bizarre. Mine has lasted for ages.
I'm sorry,
but it's not very it's not very fancy one. Okay, so after you take inventory of your appliances,
he didn't open his eyes.
Consider the uses and then categorize them. So put them into rarely used and put those someplace where you don't need them a lot. And then put others into the use often and keep those handy. Okay, so assess your appliances, put them where they need to go, and then sort by function. So is it something that mixes? You might have a food processor, a blender, blah, blah. It might be something that heats, like a panini press or a toaster oven. And then it might be something that cooks, like a rice cooker, slow cooker, bread machine, etc. So it's all about the appliances today. Take inventory, make note, and organize accordingly. And then you can add whichever one you need to your Christmas list and tell your husband that you need a new Cuisinart.
Right. Yeah, it's good to like even your KitchenAid, like get it wiped down, the flour that sprays out and gets in all the nooks and crannies. You know what I use on mine? I don't know if you'd call this appliance. It's a, you know, pasta crank, the little
pasta roller.
Mine's blue. But I'm obsessed with my Swiffer duster stick. I have one in the kitchen that's just for like my KitchenAid and my pasta roller because you're not supposed to get them wet, obviously. But who wants them all messy and floury, you know?
Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks ago, I was telling Angela that the way I keep my fridge and root cellar organized is that when I go down there each time I open it, I try to put 5 things away, just straighten things. It might be just picking up a piece of trash, putting a jar that's fallen off the shelf, whatever. I mean, just 5 small things. It takes me 15 seconds. Okay. And then over time, when you go down there 3-4 times a day, that really adds up over the course of a week. And then you'll notice it just sort of stays nice. I have the same kind of rule with appliances where if it comes out and I use it, it has to go away totally clean, like wiped off, scrubbed up, dusted, and then it's put away.
How much are your people using your kitchen? It's like my kitchen is not my own. Yeah. See, my kitchen is not my own at all. They're all using everything all the time. Always.
Georgia is interested. I mean, Owen actually loves to cook, so he cooks alongside with me. But like, I'm the one in charge. Like, I'll say, yes, you may now come in and do X, Y, Z.
Okay. But they don't say, Mom, can I make a smoothie? And then they go get the blender out. And
no, the blueberries they do. And they do. It's not enjoyable for me.
Yeah.
It's not enjoyable. But here's the problem. My kitchen is my work space.
I know. I'm sorry, Shay. It's the cat. We're going to have to, as soon as I get done, we're going to take him to the doctor. Okay. You need to not interrupt Mom. Let Mama finish. Oh. He's not
doing well.
He's not even like responding to him on the couch. It's like stressing me out.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, they use everything and spill berries all over the floor.
Yeah, they do. They do. It's not enjoyable, but it's part of it. We're doing it for the people. And if you're wanting to send children out into the world that are capable and even excited about cooking, means
it's the price you have to pay. I mean, Anais learned to fry her own eggs at 4. And so I always let them do it. I always let them handle knives. I always let them handle the stove. I mean, I was there, but it is a price you pay. And now they can do it. They can make pancakes or scrambled eggs or pasta or, you know, Juliet made a blueberry pie last night. It's always after you get the kitchen cleaned up.
Always inspires them.
Yep.
Okay. Quick change of pace here. Going into the holidays, thinking about doing it for the people. How do you go about cooking for a crowd of people? Do you have certain recipes you go to? Do you try to prep ahead of time? What do you do?
Yeah, like for a lot of people, I'll do like a huge thing of soup and breads and cheeses. If I know that like that's coming, then I sort of like cook down. Like, so, okay, for example, I knew we would be recovering from Thanksgiving just from having company and kind of burned out in the kitchen, you know. So I did a turkey, but I also did a huge brisket, and I knew there would be leftovers. And so then we had that after people were sort of sick of beige food, you know. We still had the brisket and we were slicing it up for sandwiches. And then I woke up one morning and I still had the brisket, and I chopped it up and like used some of the fat and sauteed stuff. I made a huge batch of minestrone and we ate that for like 2 days, you know. So sometimes even like being prepared for after you've cooked for all the people is really helpful too.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, tacos are sort of my go-to thing because they're fun for people. So I make a big batch of beans and meat and just all the stuff for people to sort of build their own. If we're going to have like, you know, fun food. Because I like to cook fussy food. I like to cook French food. And that's very hard for a crowd. I'm not a chef, you know, timing that all right. And that's
why everyone in France has one child.
That's really difficult. You know what I mean? Like that's not happening. So I'm more of like a tacos or soup or something if it's going to be like a lot of people.
Okay, but what about potatoes for lunches?
I hate lunch.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. We do a lot of cold lunches, and the kids can do that. They'll go, can I go to the cooler and get cold lunch stuff? So they bring out the meat sticks. They bring out a variety of cheeses. They bring out olives. They'll bring out baby carrots. Yep. And they like make their own little like board, you know. They'll chop apples. They'll get out the peanut butter. The other day I posted this reel of like me like trying to Christmas decorate and homeschool and just the chaos of all of it. And I think people were a little traumatized because there was this huge bucket of peanut butter on my butcher block. And like the kids had put it on a plate and it just looked like gross. It's just gross. Smeared all over the plate, brown liquid, you know. That was lunch. You know.
You're listening to Homemaker Chic Podcast. I'm Angela.
I'm Shay.
And we are rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind
with red lips and no denim jumpers.
Let's talk about shopping. Shopping online at the new Parisian Farm Girl shop, or shopping with me in Paris next year. First things first, have you visited the new Parisian Farm Girl shop? I am now featuring everything you've come to love about Parisian Farm Girl style, from plaid to antique transferware dishes. This month, I will be restocking with treasures from my trip to the Paris flea market. So visit every Friday as new items are added, from oil paintings to copies of some of your favorite dresses you've seen me wear. And while you're there, you'll also find details on how to secure your place on one of my 2024 trips. In April and October of next year, I'll be taking small groups of people to Paris for the flea marketing trip of a lifetime. But don't wait, because some of those weeks are almost sold out. So visit ParisianFarmGirl.com and click My Shop to find beautiful pieces to decorate your home and details about the Paris Flea Market Tours. That's ParisienneFarmGirl.com and click My Shop.
Home cooks, listen up. We've all got to cook, and sometimes that's a bit boring and hard. There's no escaping the demands that come from our kitchens, whether we're cooking for one or many. So let's make it fun, nourishing, and delicious. I want to personally invite you right now to join the Elliott Homestead cooking community with me, Shay. You can visit cook.theelliotthomestead.com to get started. As a cooking community member, you're going to get 5 whole food, nourishing and inspired recipes each month, created from scratch in my own kitchen and delivered straight to you. I'll also send you an instructional video to go along with each recipe so that you can learn new skills and begin to enjoy new dishes and flavors. The cooking community is a place of inspiration and community where you can visit with other home cooks on our circle group or simply enjoy the bountiful recipes that you'll find each month in your mailbox or inbox. Visit cook.theelliotthomestead.com right now, choose the membership package that's right for you, and let's get cooking. Let's talk sexy, simple, luxurious natural skincare. That's right, I'm talking about Tubes & Co. If you think that natural skincare has to come at the cost of results, we invite you to visit tubesandco.com and use their incredible skincare. Use code FALLBEAUTY for 10% off. Emily Toops began this family-run company because she believes that skincare products that nourish and restore can come from simple, wholesome ingredients. That means ingredients like cold-pressed olive oil and organic grass-fed tallow. Emily formulates her skincare with real ingredients without the use of synthetic chemicals, toxins, fillers, artificial colors, or fragrances. Their products are made in the USA, and all the ingredients are sustainable and fair trade with transparent and ethical sourcing. Skincare products should nourish our skin without having to impart hormone-disrupting toxins. But don't just take my word for it. Visit tubesandco.com, click the skincare tab, and just read through the raving reviews. Homemakers just like you love the Tallow Balm, French Clay Soap, and Glow Serum. Visit tubesandco.com, shop organic skincare, and use the code FALLBEAUTY for a 10% discount.
Yeah, I don't like lunches. I try to make enough so that there's leftovers. I mean, that's really an easy thing to do, is just make a little bit more than you normally would, so there's some sort of a leftover the next day. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm saying, not being clear, make more dinner than normal. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I go with cold lunches and soups a lot for lunch. I love soup. I don't love soup for dinner. It's not my favorite, because I actually really enjoy cooking and I really enjoy eating. It's not just so fun to do this at dinner. It's not that fun for me. So soups are great for a crowd. Like a really good taco soup or lasagna soup. Chili.
They're so easy that you start with you can make a couple of them.
Yeah, thank you. That's helpful for me as I plan out my menu. All right, here's another unsexy one. I'm really letting them roll today. How about holiday food budget? Wah, wah.
Wah, wah. I mean, extra wine. Extra wine. I wanted oysters for Thanksgiving. I really couldn't afford them. I did a little legwork research because I wanted them really bad, and I found a place in Green Bay that has them vacuum sealed and frozen. Excuse me. And they were great and they were super affordable, and so I was able to sort of have my cake and eat it too, as it were. I think aside from something like a big cut of meat like a brisket or an extra wine, I try to kind of put the dent in the extra food. The extra food for me mostly is something like oysters, the wine, maybe a few cuts of meat, but then the extra baking stuff, because I want to have pistachios on hand. I want to have a lot of butter because I do a lot of like brown butter baking. And I mean, I always just try to like start a few months out. So like in October, I started buying extra butter.
I try to, especially when there is a crowd involved, I actually will spend way more of the budget on meat, because what I find is like when people are around, they get like really snacky. And if you splurge and buy, like if I could eat any food I wanted with zero, you know what, given about the health, I would eat potato chips until my head fell off.
Really?
I love them.
Oh my gosh, that's so
I love them.
Like, a certain kind, any kind?
Salt and vinegar, barbecue. I mean, no, I love them. Wow. And I don't eat them primarily because they're all cooked in vegetable oil. Mm-hmm. And nutritionally, I mean, you get nothing. It's like buying cereal. It's like buying air, mm-hmm. you know? You get nothing out of it. And when you look at that, coupled with the fact that they're like the same price per pound, it's like a nice pound of meat, ground meat.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it just doesn't make any sense.
They're expensive.
A snacky food is so expensive. I mean, you could literally go blow your entire budget at Costco on cookies and chips and popcorns and crackers and like.
Well, it's all seed oils. That helps you say no. But like my, you know, Chomps, like I buy a lot of Chomps.
Yeah.
A lot. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
But they help so much.
Because they actually have like 9 grams of protein.
Yeah.
So you get that, like, it doesn't work to stay on budget when you're giving people food to eat, but like there's nothing in it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, this time I just try to have a little pep talk with myself when I'm there. Like, Ange, you're going to spend it. Because if you feed them empty calories,
right,
then they're just hungry. The money is going to get spent.
The money's going to get spent, like, one way or another.
One way or another.
Yep.
So I bought like a mountain of Chomps, and I just bought like just big couple big cases of like mozzarella string cheese. Like, here's your 2 sticks.
Right. Right.
You know?
Well, you know, I have to tell myself that, which is so silly all the time. I have enough experience with this. I should know. But like sometimes when I go to the store, I'll hesitate on buying like 2 pounds of shrimp. And I'm like, well, I don't really want to spend $20. It's like, okay, say you didn't plan ahead and say you need to put something on the table. You can grab those shrimp and cook. I mean, I can cook hundreds of things from 2 pounds of shrimp. It's fast food. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's $20 versus Thai takeout, which is $120.
I know. It's like, so you have to do like kitchen math.
It's kitchen
math. You have like little pep talks with yourself. Like, just get it. Just get it.
Yeah. Because I do that even with
coffee. I'm like, okay, organic coffee, buy it. That's so much. If I get 2, that's so much. You're going to run out, and then you're going to go to the pig for crappy Starbucks, and it's going to be just as much as this bag. So just do it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is one of those things that like an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. So the other thing I did was I work with this really wonderful Sicilian food company called Bona Fortuna, who has the most beautiful pasta. You know, we talk about dry farms and how it's like the sourdough of the wine world. I get so sad when people are like, I can't eat pasta. I get all bloated. It makes me feel terrible. I'm like, it's not created equal. We're not talking about the same thing. Like,
no, we're not talking about Del Monte or green box.
Barilla. I guarantee you that there are pastas that you can eat that will not make you feel that way. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think their pasta is like $9. It's heirloom grains, incredibly high quality for a pound of pasta. I cook a pound of pasta for my family. So, I mean, I can throw down like cacio e pepe or carbonara or something really quickly. And that $9 box of pasta just saved me. Again, over $100. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I go once a month onto their website and I make sure that my pasta stash is full because a good pasta will save you from any food scenario.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got leftover chicken, you got a jar of tomatoes, you got this. I mean, you can do anything.
Yeah. I started doing that a few years ago. I have like wicker baskets in my cooler. I'm like, this has to stay full of pasta at all times.
Yes. Yes.
All the varieties, all the shapes, all the, and then a bag of pine nuts and just like all the things you need to make something tasty.
Yes. Yeah. And it really doesn't have to be that complicated. Oftentimes I'll go get weird cuts of beef or like, I don't know, neck, take your pick, whatever. You're like, I don't know what to do with that. And I throw it in the Instapot with some water and some tomato and some garlic and some salt and pepper. I mean, this takes me 30 seconds because I literally cook it for an hour, take it out, pick the meat off the bone, throw pasta into that beautiful broth that's been simmering,
right?
And then add the meat back in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just so dead simple. And right. One of my very, very, very favorite foods. I just can never have enough. So that's helpful to me. And I actually think even a super high quality pasta is a really budget friendly option.
Mm-hmm.
Pasta, people need carbs. They need protein and they need carbs.
Right.
Protein sustains them. Carbs give them energy.
Carbs make them happy.
Carbs make them happy. Right. Have you ever seen an angry person twirling spaghetti noodles up onto a fork? Never.
Ever.
It's just not going to happen. I know you typically do like a full baking day with your kids. You going to do that this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're already asking, can we start? I'm like, yeah, I'm filming the house tour for YouTube. I'm like, then we're just going to bake. We're going to just bake and bake and bake some more. Yeah. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
I baked yesterday. It was Sunday afternoon. And I really find time in the kitchen, like without expectation, to be really enjoyable. So You're not filming. I'm not shooting a recipe for anything. It's just for pleasure. So I made little like sour cherry thumbprint shortbread cookies. Ugh, just pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm not a fancy baker by any means, but a simple shortbread can go a long way.
Yeah, for sure.
I keep it very simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got all stocked up with like sugar and an extra tub of sour cream just for pies and berries, lots of berries. Yeah. We eat a lot of berries.
Yeah.
But
pistachios. That's the fun stuff.
Yeah. Almond flour. Yeah. All that.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff. So you can be creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, ladies, go plan accordingly. Shop accordingly. Remember?
Just do the shopping.
You're doing it for the people.
Don't cheat yourself out of it.
Don't cheat yourself.
Get it while you're there.
Seriously. Save yourself the midnight trips. I mean, we can do this. And that's what I think is really important to remember. Like, we've talked about skilling up on this podcast since the very beginning, almost 4 years ago. And this is our World Series.
These next 3 or 4 weeks, for sure.
Right. Exactly. It's all the things. It's thinking about other people, buying gifts, decorating the home, cleaning the home, welcoming guests, extra cooking, extra baking, extra calendar items. It's all the things all sandwiched into one beautiful month. So this is your reminder that you were made for this.
And it's fun.
And it's fun. It's fun.
A little prep, a little intentionality. That word, a little like preparedness, and then that makes it a lot more fun.
Yeah,
because you're not behind the eight ball the whole time, and that's like the biggest part of skilling up in the kitchen. I mean, you can learn to cook, but it's keeping yourself away from that eight ball that really gives it a lot more pleasure, especially as mom and homemaker, where you're trying to juggle so many things.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies, charge forward. Let us know if you have any tips you'd like us to share with the audience over on Instagram. If you've got food, cooking for crowds, blah, blah, blah. Shoot us a message over on Instagram. We'll share it next week when we meet back here. As always, you can check out the show notes for all the links, the sponsors, all the advertisers. It means a lot to them when you support them, especially this time of year. We work with small businesses. We share them with you because we genuinely love them. And literally every order that you place through our advertisers not only supports the podcast, but supports these small businesses that are scrapping it out this time of year and doing their best. So they appreciate it and we appreciate it. So
very
thank
much.
You. Yep. All okay, right. Ladies, we'll be back here next Monday. Cheers.